your advice line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. Let's take our calls right away. And 800-866-8883. We're trying to do 3 hours every night now, but David wants a chance to, you know, develop, hone his skills, and so he should. So the extra hour will be David doing a thing with me, and he will do most of the program, and I'll just pop in for a visit once in a while. All right. Less and less, I hope. Now, let's see. I said I'm finished with Richard. And was, you know, you didn't hear what I said. It's the new caller, please. Thank you. Yes, hello? Is it Errol?
Yes, Mr.
Hello, Masters. Errol.
How are you doing, Mr. Masters?
Fine, thank you, sir.
I don't know if you remember me, but I want to thank you for all your help. You have been a great help to me. I came to the Sunday sessions about a year ago.
Yes.
And I've been meaning to come back, but I have a bunch of questions, but I have one main question. Before I ask the question, I just want to make a comment that I heard you and David a couple of nights ago, and you were speaking about, David was saying that you were being very negative, and I want to say, based on my own experience, had something bad not happened to me, I would have never had the opportunity to wake up.
So that's right.
I think we do need to hear this negative side of life so that we can see the direction we're going in. And I think
that's right. You have to. That's right. That's exactly right.
I think the only way that we are meant to wake up is when something negative happens. Because when I was traveling on that path and nothing happened, I was fine. I was totally oblivious, even though I knew because I had experienced your teaching before, and I turned my back on it. And I started to suffer later on in the later days because of it. And that was what really woke me up when I woke up with my heart racing. That's what stopped me right there in the track and made me realize. So I do believe that something is going to happen to America. As a matter of fact, it might not be such a bad thing if the other fellow wins so that we can see and what we have in this country. And we will
let me put it this way. Let's put it this way. When it comes to politics, it's not like marriage. The hold is permanent. See, right. And even in marriage, the hold can be permanent. And even with a drug pusher, the weak person can never break free ever. Mm-hmm. What's more, he'll pimp for the drug pusher and encourage others to take drugs too, and make his living that way off somebody else's dying to him. So you see. No, when it comes to politics, there is no way back.
Correct. So, but I just wanted to give you a plug that I want you to keep saying the negative things. It might sound negative, but I do believe that that's the only way that we're going to wake up, because that's how I got to wake up.
That's true, because I have to describe if you have that suffering and you don't know what it is, until you know what it is, you can't fix it.
I agree. Well, you can't start searching, Mr. Masters. I agree with you.
That's right.
And every step of the way, coming back from that breakdown is a constant sparring with this evil spirit that takes up residence within.
Ah, yes. But can you imagine that evil spirit in bureaucrats?
I know. I see it.
And all the niches in the army and in the universities and in the doctors, so that people like you and me are, in their eyes, are bugs.
Correct.
to be eliminated.
Correct. This is the Battle of Armageddon. But I want to ask you one question, because I haven't called you in a while, and I have tons of them, but I just like this particular one until I can get up to your session.
All right.
This particular one, I remember asking you this question in 1987 when I first started. Do you remember I told you that I was with you and I was doing the meditation and I took a journey into the light and I turned back, and then
yes.
A year and a half or so ago when my girlfriend died and all these negative things started happening.
Oh yes.
It brought me back to a realization. Now that I'm waking up again and coming back to the surface, I have that same burning question in my head, because that voice that was constantly prattling at me, trying to pull me into itself, it's there, but it's not as aggressive as it was when it was becoming destructive to me.
Hold a second, because we have a break, and then I'll take you after the break, all right?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Then you can finish off and sort of start off kind of where you left off with a little preamble, okay? Just a little bit. And that way everybody will hear, because not everybody heard that this is a segment. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a talk on Sunday morning on the counter-hypnotize Americans, to help them to wake up, to understand what's bringing their country down, the principles, and it's not political. It'll have its effect.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, my work is helping you to overcome evil and to see it for what it is. And often it appears as a friend, and it isn't. And your conscience acts as an enemy, and it is your friend. You got it all back to front. And most people do, I'm sorry to say. And my friend here said, had I not suffered a lot, I wouldn't have the spur to wake me up. See? Go ahead now. You can just finish off and just give you a few more minutes.
Thank you. Yes, what I was saying, that now that I'm able to stand back from this thing, I can also see that this voice, that I asked you this question in 1987, and you gave me a precise answer. You said that voice is coming into me, and it's becoming me, and it's I'm like a god, and I have to plan everything. Now,
yes.
That voice from years ago has grown into what it has matured into and caused me to suffer. Now,
yes.
I have a suspicion here now that I'm waking up. That voice is not as aggressive. It is not as powerful as it was. It
mm-hmm.
has taken like a back seat now, but it still has control over every single thing that I do. For instance, if I pick up a book and I'm reading this book, I
mm-hmm.
hear a voice, but the voice is not a condemning voice. It's repeating the words that's on the page.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Correct. So that I hear every single thing I do and say or read, that voice repeats that to me. Now,
but there are some people that can't do anything until they tell themselves, and now I must do the laundry.
Correct.
See,
correct.
See, and they have to say that to themselves to reassure themselves they're in control.
Okay.
That their voice is theirs.
Right. In this case, I'm not doing that at all. I could, like, say, for instance, pick up your book, How to Control Your Emotion, after I get up from a meditation, and I look at the words, and I start reading, and the words that are spoken, it still sparked a realization. Even that voice that speaks those words to me sparks some kind of realization and understanding to me.
That's a beautiful thing. That, in other words, it always got in the way of seeing, but now, because it repeated, it sort of echoed inside you, it gave you a chance to, in other words, it was self-defeating. The evil that makes a home on earth, you see, in other words, as long as you are awake and you've learned not to struggle with it and just to observe it, it goes away. The power of it goes away.
I see. That's why I say I have to call you, because I've been meaning to call you for the longest while. But every time I decide to call, I said, no matter what Roy says to me, if I don't see this for myself, it's not going to mean anything. And then the other understanding of it is, yes, I should call, because even when you speak to me, I know that you have some more experience than I do in this particular field. So you can tell, even if I order the tape, I'll hear what you say, and that side of me that is not strong enough to understand will get the message. Because the voice that speaks the word to me that I'm reading on your page, it will say something, and once it say it, that other side of me will understand. So I would like for you to explain to me
difference. Well, you see, that voice is the voice of doubt.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
You see,
okay.
And sometimes it will preach scripture to you.
Yes, Mr. Masters, correct.
See, it does that. It will twist the scriptures.
Yes.
And so that you justify, do something wrong, thinking you're doing it right. It deceives you completely.
Right. And you know what? How do you say? I know I'm not comfortable with it. I am not comfortable with it.
No, but some people are.
It's not bothering me as much as it used to be.
But some people are. But some people are. Now, most of the world is comfortable with that. They think that thought, that thinking process, see, they are so submerged in their thinking, there's no separation between the voice and themselves. Now, the what they think is something thinking through them, but they're submerged with the thinking so that they think those thoughts are their very own. They're so closely submerged in it that there's no separation like you have. You see that voice as an echo.
Correct, exactly.
As an echo. But that's because you have a distance between you and it.
Yes.
And
I see it as an echo, and because, Mr. Masters, I've been interfacing with this for so long, what I've learned, I learned now the warning that you gave on that tape when you said this is not a toy. If you do not persist with it, it's going to be impossible to begin again. And I understand it, because once you interface with this voice, there is nothing else standing between you and that voice but that, because it's like you're standing in front of a mirror, and this voice is reflecting everything, and everything that it reflects, you think it's you, and there's no other way, because you don't have anything else to look at.
I know, but there's a history to this.
Yes.
And if you read the book, the first chapter of the Bible, the Old Testament, Adam and Eve's story, it was a struggle between the wordless word. Now, we must not assume that God spoke to Adam in English or Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
See, this kind of communication is a unique communication of knowing something without knowing why you know it. Now, God, and I know he exists, but maybe people don't, but whoever created the universe talks to the trees and the flowers and the bees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And correct.
And it talks to them in a way, it's called code. It's an environmental code. It comes up from the beginning, see?
Yes,
and
sir.
So, but the environmental code must not be our, which is represented by the spoken word. In the beginning, the original sin was because you have hearkened unto the voice. So it was a war between a wordless knowing Adam had, and he didn't listen to it. You coming back to a wordless knowing. You're beginning to see the word as the influence, and not you.
Correct. It is the influence of everything that it is the modus of. It's the influence of every single
in your life
that I do. Even
and every and there are people who, know how to manipulate that in you, appeal to that in you, play with it.
Yes. Even the good intentions, even intentions that are good. This voice, it takes it. I understand.
I get
now.
It. No, I get it. I get it. I mean, I think you're making the point.
So what is the difference between that and the intellect?
But the voice in your intellect is now. We're gonna have a little. We're gonna play some clips in a little bit about one of the terrorists. We're gonna put him on, and these are all intellectuals, and intellectuals have no these terrorists have no conscience. Intellectuals, an intellectual is a person who feeds on words, on knowledge, because he's vacuous of soul.
Correct.
And so in with those words, in with this pride of knowledge comes evil.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to show you. Well, I want to put you on hold. You can listen if you like. Hold a second. David, you got that clip?
Yes, I have three clips for you.
And who is it?
Now, here's what you have to understand. This is from a 1982 documentary. It's called No Place to Hide. This man that is going to be speaking on these clips is a gentleman who is a former FBI informant. His name is Larry Graithwall. He infiltrated the Weather Underground. You were asking about who is this Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers was one of the leaders of the Weather Underground.
Okay.
And this the FBI informer Larry Graithwall helped to prevent several bombing attacks by the group. And in several of these clips, he describes what the group's intentions were for the United States. So I'll begin with the first clip. Here it is.
Go ahead.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution.
Okay, so they're talking about what the intentions of the Weather Underground was,
okay,
which was a complete subversion of the United States government. Complete takeover by communist Marxist forces, as you've been talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So you got that part of it now.
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
Here's the second clip. Here it comes.
And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated.
Now, when he's talking about eliminated, he's talking about genocide.
Yeah, I know.
And he makes it very clear in clip three, right here.
And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. Now, I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
Well, that's just
90 seconds of what they had planned way back in the 70s.
Yeah, now look how far back it goes, and look how far these people can plan. See? Mm-hmm. And you can see, as I was talking about that, that certain portions of our government have been infiltrated already. I've been saying it over the years, but nobody's been paying attention to me.
No? Well, I think some people have been paying attention to you. I think many people have.
Yeah, but not enough.
You're just one voice crying in the wilderness, you know, and so you can only expect so many people to respond, I think.
Yeah, but
because
I have...
the truth is a painful thing. It's painful.
David, I have such extensive knowledge of how to counter this, but over the years, as I've grown stronger and got more stations, the criticism and my defamations, my defamers have sort of shriveled away.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so now I can say what I like, and basically they don't make any more fuss because they don't want to draw attention to themselves with the kind of information I now have, which is, you know, it's a crossroads now at this point, see. So I stand ready with this information, and I do hope to get on TV and like on Hannity and Combs or some big talk show host to make this point,
you know,
to make the point.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel alone though, because you know that one of the candidates running for president is attacking people like Sean Hannity. You mentioned Hannity.
Yeah, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in. I don't want to talk about candidates. I only want because the candidates is not a territory for me. And
yeah, I understand
that,
but see, people
I must
who
make
speak
this,
up...
No, no, listen, listen, listen. You've got to hear me now. As far as I'm concerned, both those candidates are fine gentlemen. Neither one of them know what's going on. Really, they really don't understand, either one of them. And they're good family people. And they're just being acted through.
Absolutely.
As I said, in other words, Adolf Hitler was an originator. He didn't have to have much behind him. He did this all by himself. He was a star. He was an original motivator, and he created that whole empire like Napoleon. He had the power, the personality, the understanding, the cleverness, the cunning, the ruthlessness that he had. And there was that he drew many admirers, because that's what this Ayres fellow, he has admirers because of his ruthlessness. And he's a leader. He's a role model, see. And there's a role model for people who hate America. And there's lots of people who hate America because the schools have destroyed the children. And the children have blamed America for the meaningless existence that the schools have given them. See, but if you look carefully at who runs the schools, you can see why, you know, that the it's a planned downfall of the United States to encourage, to demoralize children, to encourage sexuality and homosexuality and same-sex marriages and perversions of all kinds, and even legalize drugs. They want a drug culture. They want this that happens. They want a dependence upon government and things like that. They want a breakdown with poisoning the culture and poisoning the music and poisoning the art, so that we all lost. We're all miseducated. It only takes a little while, because when we all become dissatisfied and unhappy, all you need is the bottom to fall out, to create the shock that will cause them to want government to save them. And it's the government, forces in government, who have conspired this way, who pretend to be Americans, who have infiltrated both parties, actually. I see Republicans suddenly deciding they don't want to run for office. That's all part of a plan, so those seats get filled. It's all part of a carefully planned program that's been on the book, on their agenda for many, many years. And what this man is talking about, this FBI agent is talking about, he's talking about what's happened to China already, what's happened to Russia already, what's happened to many, many places in the country, and Cambodia, where all of the teachers and all the intelligent ones, the leaders, the entrepreneurs, the shopkeepers were taken out and murdered with bags over the head. It was, you know, 2 million people killed. And so there's a Pol Pot, wasn't it?
Yes,
so I think it was correct, yes. And they actually didn't kill him in the end. You'd think they'd execute him, but they didn't. They just sat there and put him in behind bars like a monkey and let him die. You know, just... But people don't know the forces arrayed against them. I mean, Stalin and all of his henchmen, he literally killed of 50 million people that didn't agree with him. And it was all the conservatives.
Here's the thing that's troubling to me. These clips that I just played were from a 1982 documentary.
Yeah.
Called No Place to Hide.
Yeah.
Now, this is 1982, and the FBI understands that that's what the leftists in this country are planning to do.
And they didn't do anything about it.
And this is, I guess, what is encouraging them, because without any kind of resistance, what's to stop them from moving forward with their plans?
I have to be careful what I'm saying on this program as far as my own government is concerned, don't you see? A man like him, Ayres, whatever his name is, yeah, he could tolerate him. They even make him a professor of education. Can you believe that?
Education is a sanctuary for scoundrels. You know that.
I know that. But the point is, look how they tolerate the worst scoundrels. and how they invite them into the universities where the intellectuals, the last caller was talking about the intellectual that I was warning about, the intellectuals. That a person can have an intellect is one thing, but when you're an intellectual, you have no soul. It's just a place for darkness and a desire. It's like the devil rises up inside you that wants to rule and decide how you should live and wants to be God to all of us. And then slowly but surely the grip tightens. And I said so many times before that when every niche is filled, when every niche of government is filled, slowly but surely you see it. It's all the institutions are corrupted. Even one political party has been compromised. The Democrats, you know, they're good. There's nothing wrong with Democrats. There's something wrong with them that they have been compromised and they don't know how to deal with it. They themselves have been compromised and they don't know how to deal with it. And what's worse, the Republicans, they are like limp-wristed men. And so what is happening is twofold. It's the failure of both parties to monitor themselves, to allow themselves to be taken over. Because, you see, as I said in the opening of the program, in every dysfunctional home, the obsequious dummy rules. The most demoralizing, the meanest, the most dysfunctional, angry, hostile, venomous bully functions, it controls. And the rest of the family, the wife or the husband who's the victim, does not know how to do with it and goes crazy. So they don't have any problems. They create the problems. And the only way you can do is live with them. Now, when that becomes a government, you're in trouble. But that's what we're headed for, basically. See? And we're talking about hypnotic states. If we were noble people, if we would give up our... What did Hugo Chavez say about Americans, about the licentious and demoralized people? We are. We're a demoralized nation. Fat, ugly, into drugs, alcohol, partying, legal and illegal drugs, all kinds of perversions, and common sense is upside down. We kill our babies. God knows, do I have to go through the whole list? We are a perverted generation. And actually, we deserve what's about to happen to us. And we deserve it. We deserve it. And even now, no one will look. No one will call it like it is. And remember what I said about, I don't think you heard me the other night, ACORN, government-sponsored, one party, government-sponsored, a non-profit organization, government-sponsored to rig the election. And then now the Republicans don't have a group to represent them the same way. Now, how could this be tolerated? How could a person like me, be attacked and looked upon as though I was... I know how some portions of government look at me. They look at me as though as some crazy person, like many people do. But that's because it's already spread to within our own government, see? And we've got 1 minute, so I don't want to, I can't come up to the edge, and I've got to give the... David, can you give the phone number and the address, please? Thank you. I got a bit of a cold, you see.
1-800-877-3227. That's regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. And P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or visit the website FHU.com for more information about all the things that are being talked about on this program.
Okay. Show numbers are 5435.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, Please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website, fhu.com. That's fhu.com.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be giving a talk on Sunday, and it'll be live on the web, fhu.com. And it's Sunday morning sessions, and the subject is counter-terrorism or counter-hypnosis, the hypnotic state that we're all in, the reason why you're on drugs and alcohol and welfare, you know, and think that something is serving you when it's enslaving you, see? We must be independent people. We don't want people to give us. I don't want people to give me anything. Because the taker is taken, always. Even if you own your automobile, if you think you own it and you feel good about driving in it, it owns you. And so does the finance company. Usually you buy something beyond your means anyway just to feel good about yourself. I drive a 10-year-old car. Okay. And it's a good car, too. But the point is, it doesn't mean that I won't buy a good one. I just don't need it. See, that's why I don't need the feeling. I'm more practical, so my life runs better. I don't owe anything. So you may be going through all kinds of stuff. My private life, my foundation is different. It's different, but my own personal life, I'm going to hold out for a few years. That's because I've been sensible. I heard, I don't know, someone testified the other day that what was wrong with America, we spent too much and saved too little. I understand that. And so we squandered out from paycheck to paycheck. We don't know how to run our finances. We're always looking for feelings, looking for the next thrill, the next good feeling about ourselves. And it's an addiction. We cannot, and other people rise to the occasion to bleed you of your life force and your money. And then these things happen, and you feel the whole world crumbling in on you. You've got no more money to spend on your pleasures, your self-welfare. It's a sad thing. Anyway, you can text message me on Sunday, and it's a full-screen television. So meet me at 10 a.m. in the morning, fhu.com. 866 Radio Roy.
At 1-800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So what is a terrorist? Those who bully you. If you don't know how to deal with a bully on the playground, you're toast. Your whole life will be bullied. You don't know how to deal with a bully mother and father or bully brother or sister. If you've got to learn, and you have to overcome your civility or your rage. So where you go out and do stupid things. And then you end up in prison or something like that, and then you're bullied there. So if you could learn to go through life, you know, and as an individual, so that you have the shield around you, that's, you can learn how to deal with the intimidation. And you're going to experience a lot of intimidation because it's been racking up over the years. a military that have been intimidated. So been happening, you know, called baby killers and murderers and stuff like that. And even the president was degraded. And by whom? The Speaker of the House. That's how she got to be the Speaker of the House. It's sort of like the craziest person. The craziest person seems to win. And we don't, we try to be nice. We try to be gentlemen. We try to be ladies. We don't really know how to deal with this. I'll tell you how you deal with people who talk to you the way they do. You look at them as like they were just talking furniture. But there's, yeah, that's how you do it. You look at them with a shield around you that comes from grace, what they talk about in church and never give you. A certain grace that comes when you're willing to face your faults and surrender to the light that shows it to you. Of course, when you're willing to face your faults, the light appears. When you don't want to face your faults, you're in denial. When you're in denial, you're drawn to the wrong kind of friends, and they're fiends. But they look like friends because they take away the conscience, the pain of your conscience. That's what drugs is all about. That's what fiendship and friendship, so it's all about. And that's why you can hardly elect anybody that keeps their word. You don't expect anybody to keep their word. Because you even enjoy the anger towards them for lying to you. So you feel justified in hating them. So you feel superior to the people who rule you. A woman who's a victim of a beating, abuse, actually feels superior to her boyfriend. She's addicted to the feeling of judgment. She does not know how to get out of giving herself, even her children, to the beast in him. And he gets more beastly. And she tries to plead with him, and she tries loving him more, thinking it's always her. But the more love she gives, the more power she gives to empower him to bully her. She doesn't see this, and she won't see it, because what keeps her in that trap is the fact she feels she's created the devil to judge, and she feels superior. She feels morally superior to this pig that's beating her into the ground. It's sort of like a booby prize. Our minds work very strangely. But there are people who know how to control all of you. All of you's out there. There are people who know exactly how to play with your mind. And these are the ones that get rich in Hollywood and place. These are the people who have this knowledge of what your weakness is. You think your movie stars love you? Look at them. Drugs, alcohol, perverse lives. Just the lives that they're putting in you and then justifying you in them. Okay. They justify you. These people are, they're unconflicted. Psychologists have a name for people who have no soul. Conflict. No, unconflicted. They have no conflict. Now, if they have a conflict, they can cure it with drugs. And that frees them from their conscience to live longer. But the point is, these people, they're icons. We overlook their faults. We are, you know, we, like the John overlooks the faults of the madam, see? And they overlook the obvious faults of a person for the pleasures they give you or the advantages they give you. And they're not advantages, you see, they're enslaving you. So anyway, and let's take our calls now. And I would like you to attend this seminar. It's on Sunday. You can do it on the television, on XM, excuse me, not XM. FHU.com, Sunday morning discussions, conversations with people. I will take calls on hypnosis. And I don't know if we'll have any luck with that because people are afraid of the idea. You don't want to believe you're manipulated people. You don't want to believe that your depression is symbolic of a life wasted. You know, you're looking down a black hole. You're growing the way you're going. You're growing the way you're going, and you're growing in the wrong way. See, and the conscience follows you, but you think it's the enemy, it's almost like it's putting you in a straitjacket, and you don't want to bend to it. You want to be free, but there's always a freedom from your freedom from conscience means you're free from right to do wrong, and wrong. The forces of wrong will rise to, as if you swoon sweetly for its presence. All right, now we're going to take our calls. Virginia, that's in Mike in Virginia. Hello, Mike in Virginia.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, listen, I called you last week. I'm sorry, not this week, about Tuesday or so, and I'm that truck driver that listened to you on Satellite XM.
I remember you called over the side of the road, and I was able to help you some.
Yes, sir. You suggested for me to get in the computer and meditate. Well, and then call you later after I've done so. Well, I have,
yes.
And I just want to share with you what my experience was with that. And the first day, I saw purple lights, and then I saw a hole, and I saw myself going down toward that hole, and then back to purple lights again. And that's basically all I got out of the first time. A second time, I saw basically just purple lights in the form of a radar, like a submarine radar.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And it's purple again. And I felt different after I finished, but I still am not clear as to what has happened. So take it away.
No, okay. But now, you're not drinking.
No, sir.
And that's the key. Now,
okay.
Everybody goes through strange things. And is what the color purple is? It's a royal color, isn't it? Is it a royal color, isn't it?
It's the
robe of a king or something like that. It's a beautiful purple.
Yes, it is.
Well, it could be symbolic of something. The colors are symbolic. It's a message, but you may not know what that message is, and you may not know when you have various strange of things affecting you. And you're challenged, say, what does this mean? It may be someone playing with you, something playing with you. So this is the way you do it. Whatever besets you in meditation, you will have strange things happen to you. Whatever that is, do not try to understand it. You have not within yourself the power to do that. See, and so trust me in this, because it's true. You have not the power to understand. You can't give yourself the power to understand this. Know of yourself you could do nothing. And if you're sure of that, and if it's not because Roy said so, but Jesus himself said, of myself I can do nothing. The Father within me, he does it through me. Right?
All right.
Okay, now. So all you need to know, and you'll see this works, is that when you're beset by anything, don't struggle with it and don't get upset with it. Just watch it. Just watching it keeps you from being involved, submerging yourself in an involvement cycle, emotional cycle, and allows the light to come in and reprogram you. You are being reprogrammed. But the programming, don't you see your life force, who you are, your cells of your body, the way your machinery of your mind works, is all a marvelous machine, and you need him who made you to sustain it. But if you fall from grace and something other grows up inside you, then the program comes, then you're programmed by your anger and frustration and drunk and alcohol and drugs and things like that. The forces that arise to the occasion of your need and desperation, they also are a kind of programming that you don't see. And it creates a hunger to be fulfilled by it. And as you're fulfilled by it, it lives its life through you. And you live longer and longer, and the pain of conflict, but the conflict between what you're becoming or what you could become is between two programs. Two programs. You need, by the light of one programming, you need to see the other. But some people are so programmed by the dark side, they are, their life is all dark. And they can't ever see in their now, they can't see that they're wrong. They can't see anything wrong with themselves. The only thing they can see is what's wrong with other people. See?
Now, so if you can just... I don't mean to understand anything, because I'm going with the open mind that whatever happens, I'm just going to watch and just ride out the storm, if you will, for lack of a way of putting it.
And, that's perfect. That's perfect.
And
you can't do it better.
The benefits that comes from this meditation. And the one thing I could tell you is I do want to change and get rid of this crossroad that I'm at with the pornography and the drinking. And
will go away. That will go. That will fall away as it will.
Yeah. And I'm going in again with the open mind that it will go away because I'm tired of this. I told on myself to my wife as to what's going on and what I am doing. And she's asking questions and so forth. So I'm there as far as committed to it. And now one more last question, and that is, what does the lights mean, Roy? Can you at least shed some light on that?
No, I can't interpret that. See, I can't interpret that for you, and you can't interpret it. I have also light in me, and if I close my eyes, remember I told you to close your eyes and look at. But what you saw was the programming. You can't read it. You're not meant to read it. You're not meant to understand it. You're not even meant to help it. You just open yourself to it, and so you become an agent of God. And you're getting marching orders in every cell in your body. The computer, it's like a computer code. It's far too complicated to ever comprehend. You don't even need to know what God wants. All you need to be is an agent for that change. And it will happen. Just be, because you're looking at the wrong programming. You're looking by the light you've discovered, the darkness of the other. The programming, you're looking at it, and it wants to take you over. It keeps rising to the occasion of it. All you have to do is you find that you have the power to look at the thought. Instead of getting angry with it and struggling with it or indulging it, you just watch it. And you don't add any anger, resentment, or struggle with it. Just watch it. It cannot stand the light that shines through your non-involvement. Your lens of your consciousness is clean and pure. You don't have to struggle. Let go, let God. That's how it works. There's nothing for you to do. Just watch. Watch your thoughts, and they rise, and they go away. And they rise, and they go away. And you can say no to things you can never say before. All right, we'll be right back. Remember the gentleman trucker several weeks ago? He stopped smoking, stopped drinking from that day. Then he went to the computer, downloaded the CD. Been fine ever since. Remember that day he couldn't stop drinking. He was in turmoil. His life was the end of the rope. Look at him now. He hasn't drunk anything, and now he's looking at the pornography and look at the other things that are rising. That was part of his problem, and that goes away too. It just takes time. You have the means to erase things, but it's not you that's struggling. It's nothing to do with you. You're allowing something to take place in you and take over your life. But something will always take over your life. One way or the other, good will take over, or the bad will. You really have no choice except to be saved from the sin you were born into. So he preceded you into the world, your mother and father, all the corruption around you. It preceded you, and you were born into it, and you're born into it and submerged into it. Couldn't help it. But then there are people who are dissatisfied with that way of life, and there's some people who love it, love to boss people around, like to be crooks and drug pushers, whatever. They like to rule over your life, make your life miserable. They like that. I said, but you have to learn to deal with those people, because if you don't, you'll be enslaved to them. But that's what you need to be saved from, the power. You need to be saved from the evil of it. And you cannot save yourself. That's the beautiful secret. You cannot save yourself. So when you realize that, then the realization, I cannot of myself, I can do nothing, has a power. It's a realization that you don't have the power over things that you thought you did. that's now overpowered you. So what is this other power? It isn't you. You struggle, it doesn't work, you get worse. So now there's another, must be another power, otherwise you could commit suicide and think, well, if that's all there is to life, I just might as well, you know, end it all. It's too painful. But I wouldn't want to warn you now, give you hope. There is a power that can help you, and it's within you, and you can hear me talking about it to you. I bear witness to it. That's all I want you to do. Let me guide you, please. 866 Radio Roy. Don't forget, Sunday morning, we have a meeting on together, don't we? Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. The subject is counter-hypnotic techniques. How to counter the hypnotic forces at work in this country. Family everywhere. Okay, we'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I want to remind my audience that if you want to keep the program going live, we're putting an extra hour in here. So the next hour is live. So 3 hours is live from 9 to midnight, and then it repeats itself. Okay, let's take our next caller. David's going to be doing most of the show, and my voice is a little bit hoarse anyway, and I'll just sit and listen and jump in wherever I think it's useful. Next hour is live. Okay, now we'll take our call, 866-8883. And, oh, yes, I want to remind you that we have a real seminar at Tall Timber Ranch, January the 3rd. It's a two-day weekend. It's $500. And it's fundraising, always fundraising. And I don't think we're going to be videotaping it or anything like that. So, but there's one on the web you can visit. The one on the web is the last seminar, Labor Day, and it's 18 hours. And I suggest you go and purchase that, because it's like coming to a seminar, and you'll be astounded at what you will learn from that. It used to be I would bring the seminar to you now. You'd come to my seminar, now I'm bringing it to you, so to speak. All right, now, let's take our call. Jean, on the web. Hello, Jean. What can we do for you?
Hi, Roy. I'm hoping you can help me. I've talked to you before. I've been divorced 10 years and managing quite well on my own, and recently, or in the last year or so, there's been these dreams at night that awaken that need for him. Now, when I married him, I was young, and I was really looking for a father, but I didn't know that. I wanted someone.
No, that's not. You need, every woman needs a father and a husband. I mean,
but the problem arose because I couldn't really relate to him sexually. I couldn't do sex the way, you know, I couldn't give him what he wanted. I couldn't.
And, you couldn't degrade yourself.
And so he punished me for 38 years. I mean, you talk about your wife. I was married to your wife. But I was insecure. I had a father that was abusive. So I always felt like it was my fault because.
Yeah, I understand. That's typical.
And that's what holds you
to the marriage. That's what holds you to the abuser. Always that way. The victim always feels that way.
And I would be the one that would get hysterical because he would do these things that I wasn't strong enough to, you know, when I would try to talk to him and say, look, this isn't right. Let's talk about it. He'd just say, well, what the hell? You want to start an argument? And then I would feel like
No, spare me all the details because we're running out of time.
Okay. So what's happening now is all of a sudden.
No. You have this unhealthy attachment. What happened to him? Is he dead?
No, he's still alive, and that's.
And you're still longing for him. You're still longing for him, aren't you?
Yes, and that I don't.
Well, that's not healthy. You're attached to him in a very unhealthy way, and so you say it's in your sleep.
Yeah, I wake up. Sometimes I even have sexual dreams about him. And my God, I'm 50 years
old. There you are. So because the anger and hostility and frustration awaken sexuality, the very thing that he wants you deny.
That's what I'm beginning to think, is all those years I kept thinking he really can't help the way he is. He really loves me. And I lied to myself, and I didn't look at the truth. And now I think I'm beginning to see I am damn angry, and I can't do anything
about
it. There you go. Turns the kids against me.
But hold it there. We only have one more minute to tell you this, that if you will, when those memories come back, don't feed them with anger. Just see them. And I know it's embarrassing for them to pull on you the way they do, but still, if you just watch it and not be frustrated, don't enter into a talking to them or being angry with them or struggling with them. Just watch it. And if you just watch it, they will go away by themselves. Just watch. And as I said to the truck driver a few moments ago, the same thing. You, of yourself, you can do nothing. And when you realize that you haven't got the power, but something does have the power, and the power you're looking for, the Father quality, is in you already. You did not need to look outside yourself. Ideally speaking, if you had a good man, he would bring you to that Father, because his example would be so exemplary that you would love the Father in him and in a roundabout way invite the Father within yourself. See? However, you don't have that kind of Father. But you still have a hunger for him. If you want to find him, then be still, and you will know him, because he will shine a light. If you be still, he'll shine a light through your lens of your consciousness that isn't involved with thought. Stand back from the thought. Lens becomes clear. The light comes through. The thoughts go away. And you're free. 866 Radio Roy. FHU.com. Remember, Sunday morning sessions, I'm going to talk about hypnosis and how to unhypnotize America. And how you can deal with people who mess with you and come out smelling like a rose instead of broken. Okay, 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com, 10 o'clock Sunday. Sunday morning.
If you would like to support the work of Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding, there are several ways to do this. Advice Line subscription. That's a full month of radio shows on one MP3 CD. Receive all 240 shows in a year for only $250. If these shows were bought individually, they'd cost $6,240 a year. How about the Tape of the Month subscription? Edited Cream of the Crop radio shows on CD or tape, $200 a year. Or the Lecture of the Month subscription. CD or tape mailed monthly for $200 a year. Or the website subscription, the best the FHU has to offer. Only $120 a year. Listen and download a full year of shows, plus lectures, videos, articles, and special features. Visit FHU.com right now. That's FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. And remember, you can always hear this program by going to FHU.com and clicking Listen Live and on XM Radio. Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227.